The name of the National Football League team from Washington, D.C., the Redskins, is under more intense scrutiny than ever. 10 members of Congress sent letters to the team's owner, to the NFL, and FedEx, one of the team's sponsors, calling for a name change. There's also a pending lawsuit. But the team's owner says there are no plans to change the name. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes.
Even if the team loses an ongoing federal lawsuit, Redskins owner Daniel Snyder told USA Today Sports the team won't even consider changing the name. The team posted a recent national poll on its website that showed that 79% think the Redskins should keep its name. A spokesman told NPR, "We suspect that over half of those who want the name changed are fans of the Redskins' arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys." But the issue is no laughing matter for Amanda Blackhorse, who says the team should call itself something else.
Because it's a derogatory racial slur for Native American people.
Blackhorse and five others filed suit in 2006 seeking to cancel the Washington Redskins' federal registration of 6 trademarks using the term. She says the plaintiffs have no interest in the money the football team has made, but she says until what she calls institutional racism stops.
I don't think that Native people will really be respected.
The Black Horse case is the second lawsuit. The first was filed in 1992 by Suzanne Harjo, but was dismissed on appeal. The Cheyenne activist thinks people can be fans without supporting the team's name.
It's so simple. You don't have to embrace racism in order to keep having a good time.
In March, a group of House lawmakers introduced a bill that would cancel new and existing federal registrations for trademarks, including the word. Though neither the court case nor the House legislation would prevent anyone from using the term Redskin in their business, both would stop the football team from exclusively using, or profiting from, the name. After a hearing on the trademark case in March, Washington Redskins general manager Bruce Allen told reporters that the name is not disparaging.
We're proud of our history, and we're proud of where we're taking the franchise, and we want to protect the game of football and this franchise for the fans and the players and the coaches.
If the Redskins did change its name, it could cost the team and the league more than $20 million, says public relations expert John Maroon.
Simply because you don't know what the reaction to your fan base is going to be.
Maroon runs a Maryland PR firm and has worked for both the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians. He says he doesn't blame people for being offended by the Redskins' name, but from a branding standpoint, changing it would have serious implications for both the team and the National Football League.
If you're Johnson & Johnson and you change the name to Smith & Smith, most people don't really care about that brand. Sports teams are different. Their emotion is involved.
The Native people in this country don't have the economic or political clout that many other minority groups do.
Mike Wise is a sports columnist at the Washington Post. He strongly supports a name change and notes that the team wouldn't dare to call itself, say, the Washington Blackskins. Wise says fans he's spoken to are passionate and almost evenly divided, but
it is amazing to me that there's so many people on the right and left in this town who, whether they get behind their causes on either side of the fence, almost claim ignorance on this issue.
In May, Washington, D.C. Councilmember David Grosso introduced a resolution asking that the Redskins immediately change its name to the Red Tails in honor of the Tuskegee Airmen. He told Fox 5 News,
"It offends a whole bunch of people, and it's time for us to stand up and make a change."
Both the NFL and FedEx say they will respond to the lawmakers' letter, but the Redskins' website notes that the people have spoken and the team will never change the name. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.